Well, good morning. It's great to be with you this morning. This is Rod Carr, and thank you, Doug, for a mighty Songs of Hope Part 1. This is now Songs of Hope Part 2, and we've got lots of features for you and lots of great music. Our music feature will be a set of Matt Redman songs coming up very, very soon. We have our prayer psalm coming up, Psalm 8, God Lets Us Rule Everything. Vic Campbell has his Christian News Bulletin coming up at about 20 past the hour. And our story today at a quarter to nine will be the story of Frank Crean. Now, Frank Crean was an Australian politician, treasurer in the 1970s, and he was a keen Christian man. And we'll hear about Frank Crean. Plus, we've got lots of great songs, songs like See What a Morning, Wonderful Story, Deep Calls to Deep, We Believe, He Holds My Hand, and lots, lots more. And the weather today here in Melbourne is going to be 14 and sunny, but tomorrow 14 and showers. So you'll need your raincoats tomorrow. We'll start today with a song which I really love at the moment. It's Wonderful, Merciful Saviour, and it's from the Vital Worship Singers.
Healing and grace, how our hearts It is love vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood, who his love will not remember, who can cease to sing his praise, he can never be forgotten throughout heaven's eternal days. On the Mount of Crucifixion, fountains open deep and wide, through the floodgates of God's mercy flowed a vast and gracious tide. Grace and love, like mighty rivers, poured incessant from above. Heaven's peace and perfect justice kissed a guilty world in love. Let me all your love accepting, love you ever all my days. Let me seek your kingdom only, and my life be to your praise. You alone shall be my glory, nothing in this world I see. You have cleansed and sanctified me, you alone have set me free. In your truth you always lead me, by your Spirit through your word, and your grace my need is meeting, as I trust in you, my Lord. Through your fullness you are pouring all your love and power in me. Without measure, full and boundless, as I yield myself to thee, as I yield myself to thee, as I yield.
Australian tenor Ken Harris with Here Is Love, and he's yielding himself to God, which of course is necessary for all of us to do. And here's See What a Morning from All Saints Church, Ecclesall.
Salvation that glory came. Christianity has sustained Australia in times of sickness, war, drought, and calamity. Listen to Songs of Hope each Sunday morning, 7 till 9 a.m. on Southern FM. Songs
of Hope. Our prayer psalm this morning is Psalm 8. God lets us rule everything.
Our Lord and Ruler, your name is wonderful everywhere on earth. You let your glory be seen in the heavens above. With praises from children and from tiny infants, you have built a fortress. It makes your enemies silent, and all who turn against you are left speechless. I often think of the heavens your hands have made, and of the moon and stars you put in place. Then I ask, why do you care about us humans? Why are you concerned for us weaklings? You made us a little lower than yourself, and you have crowned us with glory and honour. You let us rule everything your hands have made, and you put all of it under our power, the sheep and cattle, and every wild animal, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and all ocean creatures. Our Lord and Ruler, your name is wonderful everywhere on earth.
I'll admit my steps are growing wearier each day. Still I've got a certain journey on my mind. The lures of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay. Somehow I have a feeling it will be. When it comes your time to travel, likewise don't feel lost, for I will be the first one that you'll see. And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan, sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters, reaching for your hand. We've labored long to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes. So I'll just rest there on that shore and turn my eyes away. Until you come, then we'll see paradise. Jordan, I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters, reaching for your Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come
That was Adelaide-based gospel group The Sharers. The Sharers with the song Far Side Banks of Jordan. And every time my wife hears that, she likes to break out into a harmony. She sings alto, and that song's a great song to sing a part to. And The Sharers, I know Sharer is an area in Wales. So I guess there's some sort of Welsh connection with The Sharers. We've now got American group The Greens with Wonderful Story.
Share it with you. solid rock.
I read the morning paper and I watch the evening news. The enemy would love to see me shaking in my shoes. But I have got sweet peace within, no one can take away.
Day after gloomy day, my soul is firmly anchored in the rock of ages. Though angry waves may roll, I am secure and fearing not. 'Cause I'm holding to the promise written in the Bible pages. My soul is firmly anchored in the solid rock.
The winds of change blow harder with every passing day, and it seems the land is shifting sand, but I'm standing anyway.
Oh, I have a firm foundation that my faith is resting on.
From here to the grave
beyond. My soul is firmly anchored in the rock of ages. Though angry waves may roll, I am secure and fearing not. 'Cause I'm holding to the promise written in the Bible pages. My soul is firmly anchored in the solid rock.
My soul is anchored
in the rock of ages. Anchored in the rock of ages. My soul is firmly anchored in the solid rock. My soul is firmly anchored in the solid rock.
Wow, that was the Legacy Five. My soul is firmly anchored in the solid rock. Here's Vic Campbell with Christian News Bulletin.
Christian News Bulletin. The Christian Post has reported on the launch of the Africa Study Bible in Chicago earlier this year. This is the first ever study Bible developed exclusively by African scholars and ministers, containing thousands of study notes by 350 contributors from over 50 countries. According to ChristianHeadlines.com, a new study shows that church attendance is good for your health. Those who attend services experience less stress and enjoy longer lives. Vanderbilt University professor and Baptist minister Marino Bruce said, "We found in our study that attending church is actually good for your health, particularly for those who are between the ages of 40 and 65. According to the research, middle-aged adults who attend church, synagogue, mosque, or other house of worship reduce their mortality rate by 55%. The research suggests that there is a connection between spiritual health and biological outcomes. Charisma News reports that Nashville-based music artist Keith Getty was honoured last month as an officer of the Order of the British Empire, OBE, by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. The award, which commemorates Getty's contribution to music and modern hymn writing, marks the first time that the award has been given to an individual involved in the world of contemporary church music.
Well, that was very interesting, and I better go to my church in a few minutes' time for worship and get my dose of health. That'd be great. A lot easier than going to a gymnasium. We now have a segment of Matt Redman music. Matt Redman is one of the top Christian singers-songwriters in the UK, and we're going to have three of his songs, and the first one is Deep Calls to Deep.
Deep calls to deep. my body tired? Can it be here? Can it be now? I need to find that place again. When can I come and meet you, God? I thrust inside for heaven's touch. Let it be here, let it be now. I need to find that place again. Where deep calls to deep, in the roar of your waterfalls, you're calling me with the force of your love. Let your waves sweep over all the dry places, Lord. Usher me in to the depths of your heart, where deep calls to deep. Where deep calls to deep. Where deep calls to deep. Where deep calls to sufferings. And as I die to my own will, Lord, raise me to that place again. Where deep calls to deep, in the roar of your waterfalls, you're calling me with the force of your love. Let your way sweep over all the dry places, Lord. Usher me in to the depths of your heart. Where deep calls to deep, in the roar of your waterfalls, you're calling me with the force of your love. Let your way sweep over all the dry places, Lord. Usher me in to the depths of your heart, where deep calls to deep. Where deep calls to deep. Where deep calls to deep. Where deep calls to
And Deep Calls to Deep was the featured song on Scripture Union's online devotional Word Live last week. Deep Calls to Deep. Our next song in our Matt Redman trilogy is Let Everything That Hath Breath Praise the Lord.
Everything that
That was the third song in our Matt Redman trilogy, Once Again. Coming up, we've got the story of Frank Crean. He's our Christian who made a difference. He was an Australian politician in the 70s, but right now, Newsboys, We Believe.
In this broken generation, all is dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation, we believe, we believe, we believe.
And that he's coming back again. songs are old.
Christians made a difference.
Today we are looking at the life of one of Australia's eminent politicians, Frank Crean. Frank Crean was the Federal Treasurer of Australia for 2 years, from 1972, and briefly served as Deputy Prime Minister. He combined a classic blue-collar heritage with a deep religious faith and a relentless drive towards self-improvement. The late former Liberal Prime Minister, Malcolm Fraser, described Frank Crean as one of the most decent and honourable MPs I have ever known, and former Labor Prime Minister Kevin Rudd called him a man of decency, integrity and principle. Frank Crean was born in 1916 in Hamilton, Victoria. He was the son of a bicycle maker and labourer, and his wife a schoolteacher. He was the third child in a family of five. His parents were devout Presbyterians, and Frank himself became a devout Christian. He later served as an elder in the church and was a superintendent in Presbyterian Sunday schools for much of his adult life. As a boy, Frank was a keen reader. When he was 13, he spent a year confined to bed with rheumatic fever. This gave him time to read lots of books, which he borrowed from a neighbour's library. The neighbour was a member of the Australian Workers' Union and secretary to the local branch of the Labour Party. This sowed the seeds of a left-leaning political consciousness in Frank. Then, as a teenager, Frank experienced the Great Depression and its impact in destroying his father's business. He also saw people who could not get any work, apart from selling skinned rabbits door to door. He witnessed the shame of people who had to be on the dole. This sparked in him a sympathy for the underdog. Crean was a scholarly boy who progressed as far as possible at the local high school. He was then sent to Melbourne to attend the elite boys' high school. After that, he passed a stiff qualifying exam so he could work in the taxation department. Through this experience at work and by doing extra private study, he became an authority on the Income Tax Act. Meanwhile, at night he studied accountancy at the YMCA. Later, he gained degrees in commerce and arts at the University of Melbourne. In 1946, he married Mary Findlay, and by 1951 they had three sons. Humble and unpretentious, Frank and Mary never owned a car and lived close to central Melbourne all their married life. Before entering federal politics, Crean served two terms in the Victorian Parliament. While there, he pushed for free libraries in country towns and started the Council of Adult Education. He became president of the Young Labour Association and a trustee of the Victorian Public Library. He was also made president of the Victorian Fabian Society. In 1951, Frank was elected as a member of the Australian Federal Government in the electorate of Melbourne Ports. He held this seat for 26 years. In 1972, he became the Parliamentary Treasurer for Australia, holding that position for 2 years. In July 1975, he was elected Deputy Leader of the Labour Party and Deputy Prime Minister. But he held this position only 4 months until the Labour Party was controversially dismissed. He retired from Parliament in 1977. As a politician, Crean had a reputation for being modest, calm, and to some even boring. He made his faith an important part of his political life and was a founding member of the Inter-Party Federal Parliamentary Christian Fellowship. After leaving politics, Crean continued to work for a fairer Australia. Back in 1978, he had been the founding chairman of the New Hope Migrant and Refugee Centre in Melbourne. He established its values and driving principles. Later, he continued as its chairman until 2004. Frank was a humble man, and even when he was federal treasurer, he did the family grocery shopping. His passion for justice grew from his Christian faith and his abiding belief in a fair go for the many. He died in 2008 at the age of 92. Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd said that Frank was a person of hope throughout his life. Frank put his Christian principles and beliefs into practice and had a big impact for good in the lives of many Australians.
Christians made a difference.
is my prayer. I can call on Jesus, and I know He'll be there. He holds my hand, He guides my
That was Edge Church, Adelaide, and Carl Lauren singing He Holds My Hand. And what a great, great song that is. Well, Songs of Hope is on the web. Our web address is songsofhope883.com. And up there you'll find recordings of segments of the program, stories, sermons, prayers, songs, hymns, gospel music. It's all there for your enjoyment at any time. Bruce Mitchell is in the studio getting ready his mighty basketball program, and this weekend's a very important anniversary, which you'll find out about in just a few minutes' time. We'll go out now with a few bars from Lou Fellingham, You Are My Peace.
Forsaken, God is by my side. Constant when the ground is shifting and my head is spinning, God will hold me tight. My hope is in you, my strength is. My strength is renewed. In the waiting, there is refuge in the storm. There is comfort in abiding. We are safe in the arms of God.